Is this on?
And now, coming to you live on NewAgeInsiders.com,
we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
Please welcome Jason Maltoff.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
Get ready.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
Hi, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
Yeah.
This is, it's little things about wrestling that gets you. Presentation. The song gets you going. How can the guy not be a star when the song gets you going?
Oh, that's part of it. That's part of it. It also helps you know who the person is right away.
Right. I'm convinced Bobby Roode is twice as popular as he would be without that music. Twice.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But we have a big show for you this week. As we talk about every single week on the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show, we try to bring the world of pro wrestling to you. And there's a big, giant world of pro wrestling, so we've had the pleasure and opportunity to talk to people like Scott Hall and Bill Goldberg.
Big Goldberg.
We had Big Goldberg on. What we did, we went down there and talked to Big Goldberg. He came on the show. He came down now.
Yeah,
and
he was real big.
And I said, you still better spare Cal Prop? And he said, don't talk about no Cal Prop. And so we had Bill and Big Goldberg on. It was like when we had Bubba Dudley, Devon Dudley, and then we had the ghost of Big Dick Dudley on. It was weird. No one expected it. We had a good time. Yeah. We've had Scott Hall, Jim Ross.
Surprisingly, you do get a good time with Big Dick Dudley.
Big Dick. Well, it's about how.
Please explain.
It's about how prepared.
Todd Chrisley's not coming. It'll be okay.
It's about how prepared you are. It's about how prepared you are. We also had Big Bill Goldberg, but we've had stars from around the world in the independent scene. We had Kyle O'Reilly before he made his big NXT debut. We had Donovan Dijak before he made his big NXT debut. We have had guys from around the world that we expect one day will be on NXT or maybe the main roster itself. And our guest this week is no exception. There is a show coming up this Sunday. If you want to see us there and hang out and have fun and have peanuts and Cracker Jacks and never care if you ever come back, then you're going to want to join us this Sunday at Fet Music. Wrestling has a tomorrow on the 14th. It is a big show. It is your first show. It is going to be an exciting show. We are really excited. It is, if you know the name Emma, Tennille Dashwood is going to be part of the show, including not limited to a ton of big, big stars, including AR Fox, All Ego, Ethan Page, and our guest this evening from the wrestling side of things, which is pro wrestling savior, JT Dunn. Ooh. We are joined by Jerry Muscala. Did I pronounce that correctly?
That's enough.
Okay.
Close enough.
Jerry M.
There you go.
We're playing horseshoes here.
Jerry M. is joined us live as well. And JT, I've told you this, I have the pleasure of saying this for about 2 years now. You are absolutely one of my favorite active performers. We do not have people on this show that we are not excited about and that we don't recommend with real merit and esteem because, quite frankly, we haven't had some people on that have asked to be on the show because why would we do that?
Yeah, no, thank you.
For some people. But you are one of my absolute active favorite performers, You had me right away. The first match I ever saw live was you and Brian Fury, somebody who I think everybody in the whole wide world respects. You were outstanding, and then it was just uphill from there. So thank you so much for joining us. We're really excited to see you in action on Sunday. Thank God you're okay. I'm probably just as relieved as you are, or at least as anybody else that's not you. So thank you so much for joining us. We're really excited to talk to you.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on. I mean, we're about to do something pretty big in Providence, and I mean, we got to talk about it. Why not talk about it with y'all?
Why not? That's the attitude. When Drew Corderas from the from Beyond Wrestling gave us a call, that was kind of the vibe we got. Why not you? And you know what? If we get successful guests like JT Dunn by default,
right?
There's way more successful than everything else you just said.
I will take it. Right, exactly. Yeah. Not a lot of people have even heard of Big Goldberg.
No.
You're really
especially
on
the version you described.
It's like the Goldberg you thought you would see on TV about cranked up to 10. You know what I mean? But Jerry, the owner of Wrestling Has It Tomorrow, one of the newest and most exciting promotions going on the East Coast, an already loaded scene, and Wrestling Has It Tomorrow has everybody talking and is excited already. So thank you so much for joining us as well, and we're really looking forward to being part in the crowd of the show on Sunday. And you must be excited too to be at FET Music and to be in Providence and to be putting on a show that is already so loaded.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. And thank you again for having me on. Really appreciate it. This is, believe it or not, my first podcast. So.
Wow. Wait, what? Yeah. Ours too.
Yeah.
We're going to do this together.
Podcasts have a tomorrow.
Fat. Yeah. PHAT. Right?
Just also
pretty hot and tempting. Shout out to 1994.
Just real quick, just one little note of correction.
Uh-oh.
Tennille is not going to be on the first show.
Okay.
Tennille's on our second
unfortunately,
show.
Unfortunately, she's on the second
show.
She's on the second show, but guess what?
I mean, double unfortunately, we don't have her on the first show. We have Fat Tommy Dreamer.
See, JT Dunn's going to wrestle Tommy Dreamer, and you're going to hear all the smack talking to lead up to it. Like, you know how WWE...
Are you going to bring your lightsaber?
Oh. No, I bring elbows. That's it.
Thank God. I love Tommy so much, but that was the part of the match where I was just like, we're losing it. But we're really excited to talk to you guys, and I want to talk to Jerry specifically about what it takes to put on one of these shows, because we have been part of the wrestling business kind of behind the scenes and been hands in putting on a wrestling show, but certainly not to the magnitude that you have of owning this promotion and kind of having to do all the logistics and the detailing. The biggest thing I learned this summer working with Chaotic Wrestling was just how much goes into making the sausage. What I mean? It's not just let's get a bunch of wrestlers, let's rent an Elks Lodge, let's do this. There's insurance and licensing and getting these people and booking these people and then promoting and getting the butts in the seats, as they say. So what has this process been like for you to have a dream and then to turn it into a reality coming up on Sunday?
Well, as I was saying before we started recording, this isn't my first taste into being a promoter. I had a promotion in my local North Jersey area. So that's actually where I got to cut my teeth. But coming up here specifically, it is a little bit different. It's a different kind of fan.
I always said cut my teeth, as if you didn't book Cody Rhodes. Like, that's more than cutting your teeth, man.
Yeah, that guy's pretty good.
Yeah,
people are talking about him.
Yeah,
he's blonde now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's blonde.
I see big things in his future.
you kid's got a kid.
Kid's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
If Cowboy Bob's kid can make it this big, imagine what Dusty's kid's gonna do.
Maybe the grandson of a plumber is all
right. Yeah, right.
I think the old adage of like trying to figure out exactly what formula is gonna yield the best results for everybody, because in this day and age, with social media being what it is and the internet being what it is, there's so many different aspects and facets of wrestling that can attract somebody. And here we are, six people in a room, and we could all have six different points of view of what we like in wrestling.
Right.
So it's a matter of pulling that information and then translating it to a wrestler, into a match, and then presenting it in the best way possible. Because, you know, anybody could take a bunch of money, plop it on a table, and book every fly-in and throw shit against the wall, part of my language.
And cobble
together a decent card.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it doesn't matter who you put with who, because, like I said, you're getting all this top-level talent. But what we're doing here, the little tagline between us is Wrestling Has It Tomorrow is, like, not just the name, it's also the promise.
Right.
So what we're doing is, you know, you have a guy like JT Dunn or Tommy Dreamer, but it's also the people that maybe didn't have a chance. And it's finding those people to kind of bolster up the card as well. And I think we did an excellent job with that.
So now, as an owner, how do you go about finding that voice?
Well, so part of what I did was I just go to shows.
Yeah.
Because I think when somebody messages you, hey, here's a highlight reel, or hey, here's a match, or whatever, it's obviously going to be the best version of them. You know what I mean? And if it's a highlight reel, there's no crowd reaction. There's no mistakes. So I like to go to the show, and I want to see the mistakes. I want to see how they handle it. I want to see when they handle no reaction or booing when they should be cheered or whatever the case may be. So a lot of it is just going in, acting like a fan, and seeing it live and getting that one-to-one reaction.
Is there apprehension going from New Jersey, which I'll be honest with you, I know the New York scene is pretty strong, and there's a lot of promotions down there, and I'm just guessing it's kind of a tri-state area thing, certainly, as we kind of lump New England together up here. Limitless is based in Maine, and you guys are obviously running in Providence. Chaotic Wrestling runs in Massachusetts. Beyond Wrestling runs primarily in Massachusetts and more the Worcester area. Is there apprehension about jumping into such an already loaded, established market, and what is your goal to kind of separate yourself from a lot of big players in the area?
There's absolutely no apprehension, because if I can kind of get my area over, New York's the big area, all right?
Sure.
And coming into listen, and that's not to dump on here.
No,
it's really not. But again, I cut my teeth in a very heavy area.
Sure.
You know, I think when you come into New England, like you were just saying, how you kind of lump everything together, there's, you know, a handful of promotions that might be the bigger. Where in my area, there's like 15 or so.
Gotcha.
So coming into here, I think it's a little bit easier because I'm not competing as much. And I think really what the draw to here is Fet Music Hall.
Awesome.
I think again, as I was saying, the best comparison I can give it is the ECW arena.
Sure.
Because I think
the Hammerstein?
Yeah. Oh. Well, like any of that.
I hate that, right.
Especially any, like, yeah, because that area, Fet, and the Providence fan is so passionate, just like that Philly ECW fan.
Sure.
And that really comes through. So when the opportunity arose, of course, there was no apprehension.
Sure.
So, yeah. You know, I'm just very excited to move forward with this.
Can you please book, if you're looking for the ECW vibe specifically, can you please book Bubba Dudley to yell at the front row until I really thought they might jump in that ring? Because that's what I expected to happen at any given Bubba Dudley promo in ECW.
I'll do that. You want to split his rate?
No.
Okay.
Hey, JT, could you do that?
Yeah, JT, could you call
Listen,
Bubba Dudley?
I already did that. Check the YouTube, check the Facebook page. I buried Tommy and that whole promotion.
JT, when it comes to choosing wrestling promotions, I know that a big part of where you are right now is you already have established your name. I really do feel no one on this card that's a bigger name than JT Dunn. You're
damn right.
Honestly, whatever
Good
the
luck, boys.
Whatever the stratosphere is, you're certainly up there in it. So how does a JT Dunn, because it's not just about exposure at this point. You don't need to take just any gig, and you don't need to work at, you know, Gary's Garage Championship Wrestling.
Yo, Gary's Garage, hit me up though.
Right, you're right. I mean, the Guam champion of Guam.
The Guam champion of Guam.
He's got a brand. Holla at me.
When it comes to associating yourself with things, you're affiliated, as your sweatshirt says, with Strong Style brand, right? You're directly affiliated with Strong Style.
It's like my ride or die.
There you go. You're affiliating yourself now with what with Wrestling Has It Tomorrow and coming here to promote the show. What are the factors and things that go into JT Dunn determining how he wants to be represented, what he wants his image to be, how he affiliates himself with the world of pro wrestling as a whole?
I don't know. I think that's just what makes me unique, is there is no description about that. I think I offer a very subtle, safe, but risky, I'm a wild card.
Yeah. Like you do tombstones on the apron, man.
I just do whatever, man. the most honest way I can put it is, and I spent a lot of time reflecting off this recent injury. Early on in my career, I was very intimidated by the fact that I didn't have any value in wrestling to stake any claim to. People would just straight up tell me, like, oh, you suck. You're not going to ever make it.
Wow.
Cool, man. Motivation. Now I went to the point where I needed to play the game the right way. I needed to get to where I needed to get to this moment right now. Fine.
Being on this show.
Yeah.
Highlight.
Right now. Live on Twitch, on Facebook, other Facebook, everything.
I think we're on YouTube as
YouTube,
well.
YouTube.
Well, we're
everywhere. Amazon
Glork
Prime.
And Glork Norble.
Yeah, we're on. We're live. There's a little delay, but we're on Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How big is that delay?
Yeah, about 15 years.
Yeah. We're on Lycos.
But going with it, man, like, it's just me, man. I just do what I feel in the moment, and I always knew that was going to inevitably be what made me and skyrocketed me everywhere I wanted to go. I just wasn't able to say the things that I want to say right now before, because I would have lost everything rapidly, very fast. And there were times where I came pretty close and I pushed the edge. But now I've gone international, around the world. I've done everything that I never even thought I would do, and then some. all simply to move back to New England and just stake my claim here. Like, listen, this is what I did for all of you and for me, so that when I'm not here anymore, New England's good. Providence is good. Chaotic's good. Everything's good because I'm the fucking best, and this is what, this is how you know. And right now, everybody watching, they're like, damn, this guy is an ass. What is he talking about?
He's really good.
But in like 7 months, in like 7 months, you're going to look at everything that I touch, and you're going to be like,
yeah.
Bravo. Yeah. Bravo. And then I'm not the bad guy anymore.
I think Gargano's going to win the belt, and then I think Ciampa's going to win the belt, and then I think JT Dunn's going to win the belt. That's what I think is, that's what I think is going to happen. But JT, there's a lot of vague cliches in wrestling where it's like, you know, I went around the world and learned a lot. Well, what is a lot? What are the things? You know, you go and you had a certain match and you feel like I walked out of that thing a better performer because I learned this, whether it be your character, your style, what your capabilities are. When we have an opportunity to talk to really talented pro wrestlers one-on-one, I don't want to cut through the vague parts of it. Mm-hmm. What do you learn? Please. What do you do? When I walked into the ring, I was this guy, and I walked out of the ring, and I'm this guy, and what happened during those 20 minutes?
You know what? I think I learned more lessons outside of the ring in my traveling than I do inside of the ring. The wrestling, for sure. Like, I think that's the part when you try to establish yourself as a top talent. The wrestling part, like, you know that that's going to have to come. You have to be good in the ring, or everything else fails. You can talk as well as you want, but when you're in there and you have your designated, like, you're in that ring, that's your moment, and you can't commit to and you can't make it happen, you're done. But also, to make that stuff even more special is everything that goes around it, everything that leads into it, the traveling, how you handle that, how you handle the schedule, how you handle interacting with people you don't know, maybe going to a different country, having to speak to people in different languages, having to do that process time and time again and fail. And like for me, those are very uncomfortable situations for me. Like I expect to be good at everything. That's just how I am as a human. That's what makes me so good at wrestling, is I want to be good at every single aspect of it. I'm not content being known as a striker. I'm not content being known as a guy who used to fly around or can wrestle really well. I want to learn every single aspect, and I'm going to be better than everybody else at it. But I know that that will inevitably happen because it's what I want. The stuff that I don't want, all the aggravating stuff, that's what means more to me. That's the stuff that really makes a pro wrestler. And for all the people watching, you think it sounds silly? Do 7 shows in a week, having to travel in 2 different countries in multiple states, like, and do that and perform every single night and be the best wrestler on the show. Do that. Do that consistently, because that's what I do. Right now, my schedule is a little slower because daddy's coming out of rehab. But before this, I was red hot. I was everywhere, wrestling the best. So it's not just, oh, okay, this guy's on this show, this guy's on this show. It's like, damn, JT's wrestling that guy. Now I'm that person. Yep. And that feels great. And in open honesty, man, I'm really trying to leave New England better than I found it, because when I got here, this place sucked. And when I got here, everybody left. They thought the grass was greener somewhere else. And everybody started just copping deals and forgot where they came from. That'll never be me.
Right. And, you know, we talked to really anyone. We talked to Cody Rhodes and we asked, you know, how do we know that you, what are you, how will you know you're a successful Ring of Honor champion? He was the reigning champion when he talked to us. And he said, I'll know if I'm a successful champion because more people will buy the pay-per-views than did before when I was the champion. More butts will be in seats than they were before I was the champion. That's how I'll know I'm a successful champion. And the difference is, before we started working for Chaotic Wrestling, I saw you in the ring and I went back because you were on the card. You put the butt in the seat kind of thing. And I think that, just honest to God, is the biggest marker of success in the business, is I went to see that guy. You know what I mean?
I joked to my friends about that. I'm like, some of the guys in the area where they're like, oh, JT, shut up. Like, you're putting yourself over too much, or you don't really bring the house. Go check the footage.
Right.
Check before I'm at a promotion and check after it.
Right.
I can attest to that.
So, quick question I have for you is, we interviewed Mike Holla.
And it's not just me. It's not just me. There's other guys. Like, I'll give Dijak a little bit of credit when he was here.
He's okay. Yeah, he's okay. We don't have to put him over anymore. He got signed. Yeah. So, we don't have to say, no, he's awesome.
But we do get to say, we told you so.
We do for like a big I told you so. Before that, you even knew who that dude was. But we interviewed Mike Holla, and he was one of the guys that in the early stages trained Triple H and trained a lot of the bigger performers kind of the 90s era. And we said to him, you go, you know, you give criticism to, again, specifics. You give criticism to a wrestler when you watch their match, and he says, I tend to comment on their footwork, right? JT Dunn has been live scouted by William Regal. And JT Dunn goes to the back and he says, Mr. Regal, what did you think? What do you hear and what are you looking for? What's the feedback you need from a guy you respect to get better?
I want him to tell me the worst thing first.
Okay.
Because in that moment, I know that he actually cares about me being successful and getting better. Anybody, if you walk up to somebody and the first thing that they say to you and you're trying to get a critique on a performance or anything like that,
yep.
If they're just like, oh, it was good. And that's kind of like the gist of the conversation. They didn't pay attention. They didn't give you the focus that you desire.
Sure.
I can't really say what we talked about, but I can tell you that that was one of the greatest conversations I had, and I was definitely a better wrestler. I was a better person after having that conversation. I felt bad because he was also there to watch a lot of the other matches that followed after me, and Fox and myself consumed about 40 minutes of his time after that.
Yeah.
But I mean, that right around that time, after I had that match with Fox at Chaotic and spoke with Regal, I went on a tear after that. I was so motivated. I felt untouchable, because here's a guy who, like, well, he's make or break. He'll tell you, if you're good, you're good. If you're not, you're not.
Right. I'm sure he had good things to say.
I took them very well. Awesome. I mean, I accepted the bad too. There's a lot. I'm not just saying I'm perfect.
Right.
There's a lot of little things that I love to work on, which is great, because the style of wrestling that I like to cater to is very. It's dictated by the style that William Regal would wrestle. All the little details, the air pulls, just the things that make me me. Mm-hmm. I was happy to see that he picked up on those, and there was a bond there. That was cool. Cause
that's awesome.
You never get those moments.
Jerry, when you're building a promotion and you decide to bring in somebody like JT Dunn and you start talking about championships and main events and building around and the kind of person that you want to say, if I go to Wrestling Has a Tomorrow show, there's a good chance I'm going to see X, Y, and Z, and that's why I keep coming back. What are the things you look for? Because it's obvious, it's easy to sit in a room, not easy necessarily, but it's easier than most to sit in a crowd and go, wow, what a good wrestling match. I'd like him to be part of my wrestling show. But what are the other things you're looking for? Is it reliability, attitude? What are the things when you're trying to see
who handsome?
Right. Is it
then I'm not booking JT on
is
that.
Is it raw magnetism? Is it raw animal magnetism? What are the things you're looking for when you go, this guy's got my trust and this is how I'm going to build a promotion?
Well, once, so like I said, it starts as literally
I doubled
as
my
fan.
Booking fee the first day.
It starts, and you're still there.
Actually, fun story. Can we tell the fun story? Pro Wrestling Magic emailed me to book me like 6 months before I took the booking, and I just no-sold the first few emails.
To be fair, we'll tell the real beginning of that story. We no-sold him, so.
No! If I wasn't streaming on my phone, that did not happen.
Because I wasn't involved with Pro Wrestling Magic, which is the company that I was from.
Yeah, to your defense, it wasn't you.
I wasn't there in the beginning.
Right.
He was messaging the Facebook early on, and whoever was running it then set up just automated responses. And
okay.
It was, this is an automated response, send us an email. And when I got in and I started looking through, I'm like, nobody's answering any of these guys. And I was like,
I get those all the time. I have the access to the Chaotic Wrestling Facebook page, and I get those emails all the time, and I just ignore them.
I think that's me.
That's why you guys aren't getting booked.
It goes right to
and
my
phone.
And
you suck.
Right.
I get the emails, I get the Facebook, so I'm on it like literally all the time, which is why my phone's up now, so I'm sorry. To your question, so it starts again, me being a fan and seeing what they are in the ring.
Right.
Me personally, the way that I approach it, it's I'm going to book you once. And if you do something that makes me not want to book you again, then your rate was my cost for learning that lesson.
What are those things?
Overall, just an attitude backstage that's not conducive to the way that I want to conduct business.
Sure.
So one thing that I'm very big on, and I don't know of any other body who does this, and there could be a million other people, but I've never ran into somebody. Everybody that works for me, or that I work with, I should say, they get their payday right up front the second they walk in the door.
That's very rare.
Because to me, that's the ultimate sign of respect that I can give to a worker. And that's, hey, listen, you're here now. This is not, hey, you get your payday after you move furniture or whatever nonsense is out there.
Sure.
We should tell everybody that. You want to get paid, move these couches.
Yeah, it's not imperative to move furniture. So if you take that trust and that respect, and when I was in North Jersey, a rule we had was I don't want anybody drinking during the show because you can go upstairs, interact with fans. Then the one thing I always tell everybody in the meeting was yes, you represent yourself, but you also represent me and my brand. And I'm not going to have anybody cost that. So if I feel that you're continually getting drunk during the show or whatever the case may be, that's something that's a mark against you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Not showing up on time.
Yeah.
Blatant disrespects for something like simple stuff that's like...
Be a professional.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a professional. Don't be a dumbass.
Yeah, yeah. It all comes to that.
Be a professional wrestler.
Like, yeah. Who are you going to invest money in?
Be a professional wrestler.
The wrestler who's saying they're minding his business or the wrestler fighting fans because he's drunk.
Yeah. You know, and...
Well, Cody said he won't work with you if he smells alcohol in your breath.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just right
away. That's what you should do.
Right.
I mean, that's dangerous.
Yeah, you're going to get in the ring with me and pick me up and put me on and drop me on my head? I don't think so.
You know, it comes down to, like, if there's a, you know, not that this is an actual example, but if there's a $300 fly-in and you act like a, you know, a dip, I'm not going to book you, but I'll book the $80 guy or the $40 guy who comes in. He's on time. He's doing what needs to be, you know.
Hey, he wants to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't pretend to think who I am or what it is that I'm presenting. I don't think we're some... big shot promotion. I don't think I'm Vince McMahon Jr. or anything like that. Yeah. But I do expect
I think his name is Shane.
Or Hunter.
But I do expect that when for the day that I'm paying for your services, I'm also getting a professional.
Sure.
Because that's the key word in this, professional wrestler.
Yeah, professional wrestler.
JT, you've been exposed to professionals of all different types and sizes and skill sets and success and Big Goldberg.
Bad bird.
But I'm sure that you've learned a lot from them and you've seen a lot of your colleagues and peers.
They learned a lot from me.
There you go.
Yeah.
So much so. That
Don't work this guy again.
What are the biggest things that you learned from a guy like Donovan Dijak, Tommaso Ciampa, guys that are now, before they made it into the system, and now if you have any, you know, bounced anything off of them since they made it into the system, what are the things they say? It's like, this is what it takes to make it here, and this is what they're looking for, and this is what it takes to stay here. What's the advice you've got from some of your more famous friends? Including
famous
Chris Hero, who we promised not to talk about, but you're one half of Death by Elbow. It was amazing, and we can't just pretend it didn't happen.
You know what? I would say the advice comes in weird ways. I'm not one that really goes and asks questions and seeks it. Like I watch, I follow, especially guys like Dijak and Tommaso, who we're all avid fans of. They're friends. Like, everybody here is pulling for them. Very happy for everything that's going on. Me personally, I watch what they do, and I watch how they attain their success while continuing my journey. I'm not looking for handouts or cheap notes or anything like that, man. Like, that was their journey. Will work for them, but might not work for me. It might, but it's my lesson to learn.
Gotcha.
I mean, I've been doing it for 10 years, and 10 years sounds like a long time for people who have made their big break. But man, I'm so happy with everything that I've done in my career. I get a big break every time I get to go through the curtain. So again, like anything else, man, it's a bonus. This is all part of my journey. If it takes me 15 years to get to where I'm supposed to go to, it takes me 15 years. I may still be better than everybody else.
Right.
Doesn't matter how old I am, 15 years, or maybe, what was that, 7 years? Quick math?
Yeah.
Suck it, wrestling. I'm a mathematician.
Bobby Roode debuted
7
at 40.
7 years, imagine what I'll be like.
Bobby Roode debuted at 40. You're way ahead of Bobby Roode. And that guy won something.
Yeah, he's glorious, you're gonna, man.
That's the rumor. So, JT, again, I'm not going to ask you just like, well, what's Chris Hero like? I'm not going to do that. But
what is Chris Hero?
He's the best. Yeah. He is the best.
But at the same time, he's a guy that was in their system, left their system, went back to their system, and kind of made his name on his own. You know what I mean? He wasn't comfortable as Cassius Ohno at first, so he left. I think he became more famous and successful and popular than he ever was in NXT. A lot of it had to do with how you could find NXT at the time, but whatever, and came back and is kind of a self-made man.
Yeah.
We've talked to Joey Ryan, who's like, look, if WWE isn't interested in me, that's fine, because this is who I am, and this is how I'm going to make my money, and this is who I am as a performer. JT Dunn, when he's just, you know, not deciding, but who you are as a performer. Is it a direct extension of your attitudes or certain things you're shooting for? What's your presentation like, and how are you trying to, you know, get your name out there and be who the best, the real true JT Dunn? Because sometimes these guys, you know, if Joey Ryan went to NXT, he's not going to get to be Joey Ryan.
Yeah.
But JT Dunn, I think, has a chance to be JT Dunn.
I think it's really simple, and people are going to be like, oh, there's no way. I'm just me. 24/7. I've never been a character. Like, throughout pro wrestling, I was always an extension of who I am. In some point, in my life at that time, it's an extension of who I am. But then I realized, like, I don't have to be a clown, a cowboy. I don't have to do all this. I can just be me because people are paying attention. I'm developing a following. I've created a brand just by being open, being honest, being truthful. I make mistakes. I'm human. I say the wrong things a lot of the time. If I'm wrong, I'm also man enough to go right back to where I caused the problem and fix it. That's a very like a big misconception in wrestling. People like they just love to cause problems, and then they're just like, oh, I'm just gonna run away from my issues now and hide. Man, I take it on the chin. Like if I mess up, that's a learning experience. And one of the best things about having Hero around for so long when I did is like when I like. He would catch my mistakes before he would see it in my eye, like, you're gonna do it. I know you are. And he would stop me before I do it, and he would tell me, like, if you do it, like, I'm not telling you not to do it. It's like, if you do, here's the good result, here's the bad result. Now that you know and you've weighed the outcome, what do you want to do? What's easier? Ride the positive wave and do the right thing, make a mistake, get a little bit of buzz, piss a lot of people off, and then in 6 months from now, that person's going to stop you from going somewhere.
Gotcha.
I was just like, oh, well, I'm just going to aim for the positive. I mean,
he stopped you from being a Greek pirate, didn't he?
You know, it was tough, man, with him because like Chris is very intimidating with his presence. He's just got a demeanor about him, and I didn't want to ever be like overshadowed or outcasted or just like, oh, it's Chris Hero and JT Dunn.
Right.
Everybody always said it's Chris Hero and JT Dunn. Same breath, same way.
Right.
It took me a long time to get to that point, but like I said, man, it's just following. I didn't even have to ask him questions. He gave me answers. He didn't have to use words. There was just so many different moments throughout our time where I just picked up things. Things I wasn't even involved in, just sitting in the back. That's why I always tell people, if you're somewhere, like you go to shows and you watch and you observe, that's the perfect thing to do. Like I'm watching Chris or anybody, Cody, Dijak, Tommaso, any of those guys, I'm watching them in a professional atmosphere. I watch them, I pay attention to them because they're also my friends. I see what they're doing. I see the situations that arise for them, and I watch how they handle it. I watch them be put into like maybe a bad situation with a horrible opponent, and as opposed to getting discouraged about it, they go out there and they make that guy look like $1 million, and then they look better for doing so. Those are philosophies that people are often just, they let them vanish, and they just become self-absorbed, and it's me, it's me, it's me. Yeah, eventually it's going to be all about you, but for it to be all about you, you got to care about the other people around you.
So now, Jerry, wrestling has a tomorrow. You're looking up at the future of this promotion in the truest sense. And what are you looking for to build? What is what actually going to be? What is your hope and vision for Wrestling Has a Tomorrow?
Well, obviously, I think like on the wrestler side of things, if you're not trying to be number one, what are you doing?
Right.
So I think we've also positioned ourselves already with the first show and the first announcement for the second show as a, you know, not just some kind of like small blip on the radar.
Right.
In terms of how do I, like what I actually think to build the future on, what's good is because I'm not relying on those fly-ins and the other names, and I'm trying to take local talent here that maybe didn't get a chance, but that I know there's a potential to be good, and talent from my area, and bring it all into one melting pot.
Right.
I think it's going to be that, because those are the guys I think that are more abundant in wrestling. And I should say men and women, because we're not looking strictly at the male performers.
No, Jordan Grace, there's all sorts of great performers out there that are worth taking a look at.
We grabbed two of them right off the bat.
Yeah.
Sonya Strong and Sumi Sakai.
That's correct. Be awesome.
So it's taking those guys and utilizing them and tapping into that untapped potential and building around that. Getting guys like JT, Tommy Dreamer, whoever else,
right,
as the, oh, I need to go see this show. What are you doing?
You worry about your words. I'll worry about my phone.
My train of thought. Getting those guys
to
be like, okay, I'm going to go to this show, and then you being surprised by somebody that you didn't even hear of. Or like, oh, I don't know who this guy is, but he just blew my mind.
So that goes right into my next question for both Jerry and JT. JT, you got the XWA championship. People on the stream or commenting.
XWA heavyweight champion. Right. I won that with a torn hamstring. Suck it, New England.
There you go. He told the belt to suck it, everybody. And so to JT, who has worked with some of the best, and to Jerry, who has scouted some of the best, who are the names? I know it's very easy to put JT Dunn over. We'll continue to do so, I promise.
Kiss my ass. Daddy loves it.
But who are the guys that JT you've been impressed by working with and seeing? And Jerry, who are the guys that you've been impressed by?
You go first.
Watching and scouting and recruiting.
Well, actually, one of the guys from around here that I saw actually at XWA, Callan Thomas. I think that's a guy that properly managed and handled and given the right limelight.
Yep.
Is somebody that could really step up and be.
I love Kellen. He's the best.
Yeah, but I think that's one guy from around here. I'm more familiar with obviously the guys in my area,
right?
Which I could drop names, but I don't know if they're going to resonate. But a guy like Steve Gipke, who was one half of the tag team, the Down Boys. Again, very local to the Jersey area, but I think that's a bright standout, who's actually appearing on our bonus match, preliminary match.
Our exclusive match.
Yeah, there it is, exclusive match. That's the word I was looking for.
Exclusive because it's just for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe three other promotions. You know, getting guys like that and really tapping into those guys. I'm trying to think of other
Triple-icious.
Oh my God,
that's who I'm excited for. And I mean, it's biased because that's one of my best friends in the world. He's a dude who helped break me into wrestling. But man, that dude is exciting.
There's never been a chaotic wrestling appearance from Triple-icious where Blunt Guts didn't wind up all over the canvas. I'm ringside. He's done with his match. He never remembers his blunt. Somebody goes into the turnbuckle, steps on it, and it just rips all over the place. And so I'm like, Rich Palladino's like, our next contest is like, hold the fuck up. There's Dutch Guts all
everywhere.
Everywhere. We're not done yet. We just had I believe some sort of a pimp, you know, come in the ring.
Yeah,
we
man.
We need to sweep.
I think he might not be a pimp, but I think he's a pimp.
That was he's just Lou Vega, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Mambo number five.
I love right? Trip, man. I think it's just he's so much fun to watch, man. Like with the crowd.
Yeah.
He's the perfect guy for those situations. So I'm very happy that Jerry was able to get him on board, especially he's from Providence. He's wrestling for 17 years. He's cut his teeth here. A lot of the original promotions that were here before the everything else, I'm going to put these guys over, before all the other promotions in the area, man. Like, Trips was throwing it down on here with guys like Ken Doan before Kenny was who he was. So it's really cool to have him involved. I like you said, you were talking about Kellen. Anthony Stone's another guy who's a local from the New England area who I think is absolutely fantastic. He's got history and fit. The fans got behind him. And the dude he's a great professional wrestler. Another guy who I think is misunderstood. Did you talk about Bear at all?
No.
He's a guy from up in your area. There's a guy that I saw in my travels going to places like Five Borough Wrestling and such, and I met Bear Bronson, who's a Creative Pro student under Kurt Hawkins and Pat Buck, and he's just out of that class, and I had a couple of matches with him. I started watching his stuff, paying attention, and he's like, everything you want in a wrestler these days. He's very willing. He's very understanding. He just wants the best for the situation, and that's very rare. And that's because that's how I am. I want the best for everybody involved in whatever I'm involved in. I mean, a lot of people, like I said before, they're just very self-absorbed. So meeting Bronson was cool because he's very young. He's very, very new to this. Maybe like a year and a half, 2 years. That might be stretching. Maybe 3 years at most, with training included. And I think he's going to be a guy that comes in and he makes an immediate impact at wrestling tomorrow. And that's what I want. I want guys like that because that's going to make me wrestle better. That's going to make me be like, okay, I know what you're capable of. And I put you in this atmosphere and you're going to be in the ring. Like for Bear and those guys, they're in the scramble. Like those matches are wild. Anything can happen in there. For me, I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait to have to top that going on after them. Like that's exciting for me. Adding guys like Danny Miles in there, little Guido. Like, come on, man. Like, he's a scramble specialist. He's the reason Tajiri, super crazy. Like, that's the reason why scramble matches even are relevant these days. Right, right. I'm not very keen on ECW. I think they can kiss my ass, but I appreciate
anybody, especially
Dreamer. Dreamer. No, and even the people are like, oh, JT's being so mad at Tommy. They're trying to promote this match. Like, no, fuck Tommy Dreamer. I was so mad when he put that video out and he lied to everybody. Like, fuck him. Like, no, I did not take your booking. But I also told you I wasn't going because your company sucks. You should probably tell everybody else the fucking truth before you just start saying stupid stuff. That's why old guys get beat up on World Star Hip Hop, because they say something stupid and then they get fucked up. This is about to be an incident at FET.
That's awesome.
We were there. We had to go by there earlier, and Jerry told him to hire more security because I can't get my mouth shut.
Wow, this
is not going to change.
Ooh. Wow, it's like we're interviewing Raven in 1997.
Raven kissed my ass too.
We have commercials. We have to play them. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and
kiss my ass.
Well, they're allowed to.
sure.
There you go. We'll be right back with Jerry and JT and wrap up the show. And the New Age Insiders will return. Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
You know the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show is the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
But what if we told you that there's also a show for fans of all kinds to do the same?
That show is Late Night Liam. Show hosted by myself, Liam Stryker.
And me, Bill Neville. Join us immediately following NAI Pod every Wednesday as we dive into pop culture, sports, current events, and more.
Can't listen live? No worries. Late Night Liam can be downloaded on demand exclusively on the NAI Network channel. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and all podcast platforms.
Once again, join Late Night Liam live every Wednesday following NAI Pod.
When you and fans of all kinds can connect, discuss, and be heard.
I'm pro wrestler The Kingpin Brian Malonis.
And I'm referee Mike Crockett from the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing.
I spent most of my weekends half naked in front of throngs of people at VFW halls and Elks lodges.
And I've watched, not that there's anything wrong with that, every week, listen to us tear down the curtain and tear down each other in the process.
It's the WPAN. Nothing more, nothing less.
Mondays, only on the NAI Wrestling Network.
Retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie Jamikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
I'm Anthony DeStefano.
I'm Glenn Rodriguez.
I'm Phil Cataldo. What do we know about wrestling?
We don't just know wrestling.
We live it.
Every week, the fans on social media disrespect each other. Welcome to the consequences.
WWE, New Japan, the Indies, we're talking about all of you.
We shield wrestling fans from injustice.
Every Friday.
On the NAI Wrestling Network.
The hounds are here. Anthony DeStefano.
Glenn Rodriguez.
Phil Cataldo.
This is Rant with Ant.
I'm DC Matthews, the Pope of Positivity.
And I'm Doc Manson, the only actual doctor talking about wrestling on the entire internet, at least until facts prove otherwise.
And each weekend on the NAI Network, DC and Doc talk. We might talk about wrestling, but we probably won't.
Maybe I'll just eat a bowl of cereal for 30 minutes, live, on the air.
It's entirely possible.
It's happened before.
Check out DC and Doc Talk every weekend on the NAI Network.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda. But it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
What's up, NAI Universe? Damian Salty G.
I'm Chip Kayfabe.
Along with our friend Matt McCool, and we are talking all things women's wrestling,
independent wrestling,
NXT,
as well as hot button WWE topics.
And taking your 3-count questions, the Shattered Glass Cast at Glass Cast NAI.
Saturdays on the NAI Wrestling Network.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
Excited to do this just for you. Just because we know you love Tommy Dreamer.
I actually love Alice in Chains. I can't even lie to you with JT Dunn sitting next to me. I love this band.
I'm indifferent.
I love this band. I'm a grunge guy in my roots and core and heart and soul.
I love hair metal.
Well, grunge and hair metal were the opposite. Kurt Cobain basically was on a mission to wipe you off the planet.
I know. And he did a great job.
Yeah, he did a great job. Yeah, he did. Well, we didn't have fun. We weren't allowed to have fun until like 96 with the boy band thing, and then it was, I don't know if fun's the right word.
Fun was definitely there.
But the reason that we played Man in the Box by Alice in Chains, rest in peace, Lane Staley. What a life. What a career.
What a guy.
What a legend. Is because that is Tommy Dreamer's theme song, and JT Dunn will be taking on Tommy Dreamer. Is it the main event?
Lucky enough for Tommy, it is.
Is there the main event of Wrestling Has It Tomorrow's show coming up just this Sunday, January 14th. You can go to WrestlingHasItTomorrow.com for tickets. We will be there. We are going to be going. If you want to just come and see us and maybe hang out and grab lunch or something, we could figure all that out as well. We always love to see you guys and meet up with you guys. Just make sure we keep it to a controlled group so we can pick a bar or something. I don't know. But let us know if you're going to go. You really should. We don't tell you things that we don't recommend and that we actually go and enjoy ourselves, and this will be no exception. It's a loaded card. There's going to be some outstanding performances. If you've heard us talk about JT, because we have talked about you on the show when you're not even here. That's how we know we actually like you. Whenever we do these things where people go, who is like the guys you like to watch? You are always on the list, and we mean that. Check the tape. But if you've never seen JT done live, you should come join us Sunday. Again, WrestlingHasItTomorrow.com for tickets. Great seats are available. $20 tickets are still available. We're going to be there. Why wouldn't you go to Wrestling Has It Tomorrow at FET Music in Providence, Rhode Island? We really do hope to see you guys there. And JT, you'll be taking on Tommy Dreamer. Why is that going to be awesome? And what are you going to do to the ECW icon?
I'm going to retire Tommy Dreamer.
Ooh. Oh, my God. It's going to be Tommy Nightmare. Right?
I don't care what you call him. Retired.
Okay. He'll be dead.
He can go home. Call it a day. Eat all the lasagna he wants now.
Jerry. Wow.
Oh, that's mean. That's mean. One day he's looking back at Sandman saying, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" And the next day he's looking at Bueller for another lasagna.
Also saying, "Can I have another?"
Thank you.
Jerry, you built this card. What are you excited about in particular? What are the big matchups that you think fans are going to really wind up leaving and talking about?
I think one match that, at least for me, I'm kind of personally invested in is Dan Moff and Matt Tremont.
Okay.
Just because I think people have a certain perception of Dan Moff in this area, and that's not the perception that I have of him.
Dan Moff is a lunatic.
Yeah. I can't wait because I'm pretty sure Dan Moff and Matt Tremont are going to literally tear the house down.
I think like when Tremont. Moff walks out, the building will explode, and whatever's left of it, it will fall down when Tremont walks out.
Somebody else to be on the lookout for that we really like. We've had dinner with him at the Kowloon because, you know, what a crazy wine. We've had lunch with William Regal at a 99, which sounds like something in a fever dream, but it really happened. But somebody that we've also had dinner with at the Kowloon is a great guy and a performer that I think it really is only getting better and better, that I think deserves a shout out as well, is Ace Romero. That dude, for his size, you'd look at him and I think you probably have a certain set of expectations, and then Ace goes out there and defies those expectations for you. He reminds me a lot of a guy, not exactly in style, but I think you take a look at a guy like Kevin Owens or a guy like Keith Lee and you say, I know what this is going to look like. And then all of a sudden it doesn't look like that. And it's way more impressive than you might give him credit for.
Very much.
And Ace Romero is going to be part of the show. Looking forward to seeing him. And again, another guy to keep on your radar because you might have heard of the AR Foxes and JT Dunns and All Ego Ethan Pages. But there is a wealth of talent coming up in the scene. And you guys have booked a majority of them for the show.
Yeah, Christian Casanova's going to be there.
Is he really? Is Triple H coming? Is he going to bring blunt guts?
Triple H is going to be there.
Is he just going to load the turnbuckle pads with Dutch fillings?
Yes.
So when you do like a hard Irish whip, it just explodes like a confetti cannon.
Love it. I have to give away all his stuff.
And I can tell.
Now he doesn't have to show
come
up.
On.
Yeah, that was the
all
big
right,
payout.
Trip, stay home.
Bill, can you strike that? That was the big finish.
Creative has nothing for you.
I got you. I'll cut it out.
Oh, a vanilla one this week. Outstanding. Again, and FET Music really is a great place to watch wrestling. We know.
It's the only place to watch pro wrestling.
All right.
I was gonna plug
Pandemonium at the end of the week. It is not at FET Music. We're gonna gloss right over it.
We can get to Pandemonium. We can get to Chaotic. But honestly, anybody who's watching who has never watched live, like watching in a video, is a different thing. We can make that look as good as we want it to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being inside of FET Music live during a wrestling event is something, it's just it's indescribable, and it makes it very special. He had mentioned it reminds people of the ECW arena, the 2300 arena now, from what that became, where a venue became so synonymous with pro wrestling that it makes every pro wrestler inside of it even more special. Getting an atmosphere like that on a debut show for something brand new, unexpected, with a lineup like we have, I think that this show, top to bottom, is every match has the potential to steal the show. And being the last one on the show and the egomaniac that I am, this is literally a buffet for me. This is fantastic. This is going to make me the best wrestler I could ever be, especially coming off a 2.5 month break. And I just hope, looking at this, and I know that because that's why they're there, everybody else is ready to step up.
Yep. Right. Atmosphere is everything.
It is.
There's obviously you need talented guys in the ring, and you need to give them a direction and a purpose and all that kind of thing. But you look at some of the more memorable wrestling moments and nights in history. I mean, if you go back and if you were to mute the crowd, that big Raw after Mania vibe is usually just an average Raw. I mean, sometimes Dolph Ziggler cashes in and makes everybody go crazy. But most of the time, Sheamus wrestles Randy Orton. You know what I mean? And not that that's not good, but it's not necessarily special at this phase of the game with how many times we've seen it. But when the crowd is this international crowd here for one more day and it's Mania weekend, they made that Raw the thing to go see. My favorite wrestling match of all time, I think the best wrestling match of all time, is The Rock versus Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania. Not because it was a technical masterpiece, something Hogan only has a small handful of. It was because that crowd brought the best out of The Rock and turned him heel on the spot and brought Hulkamania back. And the crowd...
It's an emotional roller coaster.
How can you not get sucked up in the moment of watching 60,000 people freak out? It just adds everything to it.
And I've watched non-wrestling fans catch bits and pieces of that and become captivated by the moment.
Absolutely, because it's just enthralling. Why are 60,000 people so excited about something? You know what I mean?
Human, two guys standing, staring at each other.
Right.
Why are you screaming for that?
Human instinct is to be fascinated by that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you ever see like just some guy staring at something and inevitably a crowd's going to form and just start looking, what the hell are you staring at? You know what I mean? And so crowd is everything. So I'm really excited. I admit I've never seen a show at FET, but I can't wait to go. I'm really, really genuinely excited. And I think the card that you've assembled, the talent that you have, the venue that you have, just everything you got going for you, it's going to be an outstanding show. Again, wrestlinghasittomorrow.com is where you can get tickets. We'll be there. If you're going, let us know. We'll try to meet up beforehand, afterhand, I don't know, something. We'll try to make it happen.
Middle hand.
Middle hand. But go see JT Dunn. Go see AR Fox. Go see All Ego Ethan Page. Go see Ace Romero. Go see the Dutch Blunt.
Dutch Blunt King.
The Dutch Gut Cannon.
Can we talk about Sammy Guevara coming to New England? We're talking about Ace Romero being one of those guys who's going to break out. I agree. I think Ace is fantastic. And I think this is a premier match for all three of these guys being inside of FET. It takes all three of them to a whole nother level. The mayor's coming back in Fox. Ace Romero's a guy everybody knows. I know personally, he's one of my best friends, but I know what wrestling inside of FET is going to mean for him, and I know that there's going to be a side of Ace Romero that I don't even think he knows is inside of him. And I think Sammy and Aaron Fox are the guys that can pull it out of him. Guevara, I wrestled when I went down to Wrestle Circus in Texas. That dude's the future. That dude, like, I've never wrestled a guy for the first time and been like, shit. You are like me. This is dangerous. Like, damn, you're younger than me. Like, damn, like I got jealous. Like, damn. So I'm very excited for him to come to New England. As soon as I met that kid, I started making phone calls. I was like, East Coast, it's like, somebody grab him. How often have you been out there? Never one time in New York after that. Like, all right, man, like you need to come out. You need to come to FET. You need to be in Providence. These fans need to see you. They need to see you in the ring. And then that came together with Ace and Fox being open for another challenge. You're like, what a crazy match to put together. You got that with Dan Moff and Matt Tremont. Like, that's that's crazy in itself.
No, it's going to be amazing. And the biggest thing we tell fans all the time, and it's true, is you might not recognize some of the names. And sometimes
you might not recognize any of them.
I think they're going to look at this match here. We have a WWA 4 Internet Championship match. Like, I can honestly tell you I'm unfamiliar with all four competitors. On like a familiar for me is I know everything about you. I know their names, and I know their highlight videos. Tommy Maserati, Bobby Flacco, was it David Ali and Leon Ruff? Ali's a champion from Rhode Island. He's from Newport, Rhode Island. Moved to Atlanta to train with AR Fox. coming back here, first time wrestling in Rhode Island. He's a champion coming home, defending against there. I think it was a great addition by these guys, adding something like the WWA 4 showcase match. One, it keeps the mayor happy. I mean, the last thing you want to do is piss off A.R. Fox. No. Jumps off a balcony again or something. But, I mean, from just a minute clip I saw of each one of these guys, wow. I mean, Fox is Fox. Fox is now giving these people knowledge, and they're capable of doing things that he can do. I mean, he's still Fox, and he's better.
Yeah.
But I'm very impressed by those guys.
It helps that Fox gave a very big seal of approval on all those guys.
Very big. And Fox is a guy where there's a reason why he's so well-respected in wrestling. There's a reason why he is Aaron Fox. He's the highest flyer in the game. Everybody respects him. It's because his word is his bond, man. Right. And him sending those four guys up to be a part of this debut show, that's another big thing for us, especially when I signed on to this. Jerry had told me that featuring talent from places that we're unfamiliar with in New England area is something that he wants to focus on. And WWA 4, that's premier. Those are professional wrestlers in there. So me personally, Fox is one of my boys. I'm excited to see them come in. And it's going to give competition to your boy Christian Casanova.
Oh, I know.
Teaming him with Ken Broadway, these guys. They're not even a tag team. What are you doing? Making them a tag team against the Private Party. You guys familiar with them?
No.
Well, man, so that's a New York team.
Okay.
They're out of Red School, House of Glory. Actually, okay. So is Ken Broadway.
Yeah, so is Ken.
In my area, that's kind of the premier school.
Right.
I've worked very closely with Private Party. I had Ken Broadway in a couple of shows. And those are guys, too, even in Hog especially, they are just amazing what they're doing. You know, Ken Broadway's coming off a run where he worked guys like...
Zack Sabre Jr., yeah, exactly. Leo Rush, me.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a high-level pedigree, especially when you throw in a guy like JT Dunn in that.
Well, anytime we have an opportunity to plug JT Dunn,
you got to take it.
We do take it. And we talked to you guys about this before, where there are some times where you have a unique experience where, you know, this time last year, there was a guy named Tommy End, and Tommy End was already awesome and already exciting and already putting on top-shelf matches and already must-see, but you might not have had as much exposure to him. Now he's Aleister Black, and you've fallen in love. Well, you could have loved this experience of Aleister Black have been a much longer experience for you if you had jumped into the Tommy End side of things. Yep. And that's how I feel specifically about JT Dunn. Is I know one day JT Dunn is going to main event a takeover. I know one day we're going to go to a WrestleMania and see JT Dunn's entrance. I sincerely have no doubts about those things. And it's a very cool feeling and part of the experience to see you at this phase of the game, you know, have you at our place.
Yep.
And get to know you now, so when you make it big, it's going to be even easier to root for you. Like, one day Donovan Dijak is going to be on our TV screens. He's already making the house show circuits, and it's going to be a very cool thing because you went from, you know, this guy, Chris Dijak, that you knew
that
to...
big nose fuck from Massachusetts.
Right, Triple H took one look at him. He goes, son? You know what I mean? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do the angle Jason Jordan thing with Dijak and Hunter. You watch. But it's an amazing experience, and you know, you might not know some of the names coming in this Sunday, but you will, and you should, and I guarantee you're going to have just
I'm honestly very excited to see who's the most talked about person coming out of this show. Like, I mean, the answer is me.
Tommy Dreamer.
I mean, a close second is like a backup first for these guys, right? But that's a good run for them. I'm excited, man, because you don't know,
right?
Like, I would put my money on Ace Romero, and then I look at the WWA 4, and I'm like, well, damn, one of those guys could do something that I've never seen before. And you said you have Ethan Page. Then we have Simon Grimm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And people in this era are very unfamiliar with him making his independent circuit run.
I loved the Vaudevillains. I loved them.
Yeah. That's coming to fit.
I did. Yeah. I did. I loved them. And I think that Aiden English is showing that he's still awesome. But, I mean, the Vaudevillains were a great act. And Simon was as big a part of that as Aiden English was. He's just
Hopefully with you guys having announced him, people have gone back and watched the stuff that he's been posting on his social media accounts. Man, he's like jujitsu. He's legit. Yeah. He's gonna beat the shit out of Ethan Page.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun. Especially he's gonna burst the ego.
Big Daddy Page.
Especially after that promo that Page dropped.
Yeah, man, he just threw fire at him.
My favorite Ethan Page moment is I was ringside for a show and he just looked. He was making his entrance. He was mid entrance and he was outside the ring and he just goes, "Do you take the pictures?" I go, "Yeah," and then he just starts posing and he just starts doing like Playgirl style like poses. Yeah, he's just like, all right, this is you're a natural. This is what it takes. JT Dunn, you are in every way, shape, and form one of the most exciting performers working today, whether it be on TV, off TV, whether it be at FET this Sunday, wherever it is. We are truly excited about your success. I'm so glad that your knee is okay, because like I said, I don't think anybody other than you was more nervous than I was. Best of luck in the future. You don't need it. You're already on your way. You're going to make it big. All I ask is the same thing I ask as Donovan Dijak, is that when you go, you tell us first, and then you give us free tickets to awesome stuff. We're really looking forward to the future and all you've done.
He didn't say deal, so.
I know, he didn't. He's smart. Yeah, it's like Goldberg. When Goldberg calls us, he blocks his number,
yeah,
so I can't have it.
Man.
So I can't have it. It's like, you know
I
what?
I start doing these interviews with the Lucha mask
right.
on. You
all
see
things
my face.
Considered, yeah. though, Goldberg blocking his number voice. When he calls our show, I shouldn't have that number. He's right.
it's bad enough you have DM access.
I know, it's bad enough that every day, like, I'll go to a show and just be like, oh, I love you. And he's like, I know, stop it. I'm Big Goldberg. And I'm busy. I'm busy being Big Goldberg. But JT Dunn, again, thank you so much for your time. Jerry, thank you so much for your time. We are really excited to go on Sunday and to see the show. You put together an outstanding card at probably the perfect venue, and we can't recommend it enough. We will be there. If you're going, let us know. If you're on the fence, just do it, because literally we've never recommended a show and not had a bunch of people come back to us and say, thank you so much. I watched it. I went.
Most recent Final Battle.
Final Battle wasn't amazing. but if you like Dalton Castle, you got and lightsabers, you got a kick out of it. but at the same time, I don't think that over the years that we've recommended Ring of Honor, it's been a bust. and we know that this will be no exception. WrestlingHasATomorrow.com. Where can people find you guys online? Where all your social media things? Now is the time to plug away.
My stuff, if you care what a promoter thinks, is at @JerryM_.
Okay.
At the JT Dunn on just about everything. If you don't find it, you're not supposed to.
You were the biggest pain in the ass, because I do the social media for Chaotic.
Oh, it was all different.
And you came in and I like couldn't find JT Dunn anywhere, and I'm like, what the hell is this guy's Twitter handle? And they go, the juice. And then I'm like, no,
yeah.
It's not. It's the juicy.
Yeah,
with three E's. And I was like,
somebody wrote the juice, had it as their handle, and then they just stopped using Twitter and they wouldn't let me buy it.
Was it Juventud Guerrero?
No.
He was also the juice.
Was it Brian?
No. It was like a kid from like Montana.
It was
emailed them. I was like, listen, kid, I'll mail you an 8x10 and I'll PayPal you $15. Give me your Twitter handle.
See,
and
I think that's
never did.
Because I think it was the juice with one E must be OJ. The juice with two E's is Juventud Guerrero. And then the third E goes to JT Dunn.
Yeah.
But we really are excited. It's going to be.
You also have a documentary.
I do.
Oh, yes. Talk about Relentless.
That is actually back in season. We've Frankie and I, who's right over here, my handsome counterpart.
That's Frankie.
The man behind the brand. we're back into Relentless. We've been so busy with so many other projects, and obviously the injury derailed me. Mentally, I needed to take some time away from wrestling and life and really focus on what I wanted to do. But Relentless is back up. It's on youtube.com/strongstylebrand, right? Just Strong Style. I'm excited. Okay. It's on there. It's on the Facebook page, Strong Style Brand. There's a Relentless page. Check it out, man. The most recent episode features Sammy Callahan. It's actually kind of cool. I actually think it's better that we didn't upload it right away, because now it's a cool reflective moment for me. Sammy had just come back from NXT. He was on the indies, and people, this is our first road trip together, and people told us, like, you guys are either going to really love each other or you're going to absolutely hate each other.
Ooh, that's always fun.
So, and actually, our first time we ever met was at Fet Music. He walked in the main door, and I was standing next to the old locker room, and I just looked across the room, and I saw him, and I was like, all right. Here's that moment. And he just walked up and and then started talking to somebody else. So I turned back around and talked to David Starr. And next thing I know, I'm being grabbed by my arm and I turn and Sammy's in my face. He goes, let's go talk outside. What the hell? Get out of here, you little hacker bitch. What the hell is wrong with you? We went outside, we talked, we realized that we were going to be friends and it was a blessing. So it's cool to see that video. We bought a little ponchos together and wore them at a gas station in Connecticut. Just silliness, man. And I think Relentless is cool because you get to see me where I'm not being a piece of shit. I mean,
fun.
And I'm not in the camera's on, but it's not. It's cool, man. I'm really excited about that. And this is the only dude I trust to showcase me that isn't me. So go to the strongstylebrand.com, buy all this shit. I'm draped out. That's Gucci, baby. I look great. How much does this cost? $25? $30?
I guess
what's
the cost? Spit it out.
$35.
$35.
That's it.
$35.
Look like JT Dunn.
You want to look like me? You
want to
be handsome as fuck, pretty as fuck?
Yo, I won the title with the torn hamstring. Suck it, England. Shirt coming soon.
I won this championship with a torn hamstring.
Torn freaking hamstring.
Strong Style Brand will be at the Wrestling As Tomorrow show. So if you are not waiting for shipping and you want to get that right away, come to the table, find out what you got. We got a sneak peek today at the exclusive shirts that Wrestling Has a Tomorrow has ordered. Ooh. And they are incredible.
Yep.
I'm probably going to steal every single one of them before they go on sale, so you're all screwed.
Oh, of course you are.
All right, the XWA World Champion, one of wrestling's most exciting stars, one of the best performers going, one of my absolute favorites. The Juice, pro wrestling savior, the relentless JT Dunn. Thank you so much for joining us. Jerry Mascolo.
Pronounced just like it's spelled.
One more time.
Yeah. I can't read.
I'm like super duper Irish. I never had a shot. Mascolo. Opa! I'm a Greek pirate. I've been wrestling for 35 years. I still don't know what I want to be. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much for having me.
Again.
Hey, random question. What do you think Tommy Dreamer's doing right now?
Lasagna.
You fucking bum.
trying to find more polka dots to cover all the new real estate on the pants. Oh, I like Tommy too. Damn. So thank you for joining the New Age Insiders. Again, make sure that you follow on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork Noble, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. Check out the NAI Wrestling Network with the Kingpin, Brian Malonis, and Crockett with the Rant with Ant, the Shattered Glass Cast, DC, and Doc Talk. We also have New Age Pop, the latest edition. All the shows are hitting this week. Thank you again to JT.
We're going
to
have our Patreon show.
We're doing the Patreon show right after this.
We're going to give our thoughts on Wrestle Kingdom.
Right. Wrestle Kingdom 12.
So that's
Alpha vs. Omega. Knight of vs. Okada. Did anybody actually stay up through the whole thing like I did? Probably not, but it was great, and we're going to talk all about it because we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.